it, whine, whine, whine. Kick my feet up when I get time. And as I regrind, take another sip, let my thoughts unwind. I sip it and spill it. Sip it and spill it, sip it and spill it the tea. Sip it and spill it. What is popping, everyone?
What's popping?
How you niggas doing?
Niggas is feeling good. Niggas is feeling great. Niggas is feeling, I don't even know. Because when I always say I'm feeling like a nigga, you be like, what is feeling like a nigga is? And I don't know. Whatever I feel is nigga.
Niggas is feeling poisoned, y'all. I feel like you are trying to poison me with this liquor.
That is insane. Because yes. I gave her 2 shots and I'm poisoning you?
Yes.
Y'all, let's not even get into if I don't take a shot. Here she go moping around the fucking building. Well, you'll drink with everyone but me.
That was because you was trying to claim that you weren't drinking no more, but you literally drank the night before with someone else. I'm like, how does that make sense?
But you literally... makes sense because you could start, it doesn't matter. You could start new every fucking day.
Okay, well, then start new on Tuesday, bitch.
That's
don't start
insane.
New on
Monday. That's insane.
That makes no sense. Why are you going to start on the day we know we drink?
I said I'm drinking wine, bitch. Wine did not stop me from drinking with you. She wanted me to take shots with her.
I sure did.
Try to poison me, bitch.
Girl.
So I want to get into a little story time that I have, and I just want to make a grand PSA to all of the women for yourself. Stop embarrassing yourself for these men. Mm. It is so unfeminine of you to just, I don't even know how to express how embarrassing it is secondhand.
Can I argue that embarrassing yourself is feminine? Can I argue?
You can't argue that. I don't want
to
hear that.
Because I feel like women love to embarrass themselves. Like, it's just something that's...
I don't want to agree with that rhetoric.
Okay.
Let me just get into the story. Okay, so I went out on Friday after I went to go see the Beyonce movie, and I went to a hookah lounge, and I happened to be there by myself. And every time I sit by myself, people always see me, and they're like, oh, you want to sit with us? So I went and I sat with them. And when I was sitting with them, it was like a guy and a girl on one side, and there was this guy and his friend. So his friend was like just sitting there, and he was like talking to me, because, you know, it was like, it felt like it was a double date when it really wasn't. And the girl that was with the guy across from me, she just kept like recording him, and he kept covering his face, and she didn't just do it once. She did it twice, and then she did it again, and every single time got the same result, him doing this the whole time. And I'm just looking like, and I'm a third party participant, so I don't know any of these people's actual even names. I'm just sitting there like, does she not see him covering his face? Did she think he was gonna stop her for the first time? I'm gonna say, clearly you are good enough for him to go out with you to certain places, but you ain't good enough for you to post.
I feel like that's something I would immediately address. If I try to record you,
immediately have to address
and
it.
And you cover your face, I'm addressing that immediately. And the there would not be a second or third time of us recording
she
it.
She did it three times.
I would have addressed
like,
it.
Like, my ass itched for her. I'm like, girl. I said, is this your nigga or not?
Girl, speaking of ass itching, girl, it took forever for your face to get off my ass. Like, I was rubbing that shit for, like, literally, I don't know, the second time I did it, like, it really, I had to take pictures for someone, and I was like, damn, I got all these childhood face on my ass. So I can't even send nothing.
Your ass was
sexy.
Real childish, wasn't it?
Girl. But you know what? It's finally off my ass, girl. It took a lot of scrubbing, though.
So
but back to this dumb bitch.
All things considered, women, just read the room. Situational awareness will help you from looking stupid in front of people that don't know
I
you.
I just don't understand. How does she, like, think it away? Like, what was your thought process when he covered his face?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like if a nigga covered his face, that means he got a bitch. Like, or he got a wife.
Or he's
embarrassed to be out with you.
Out with you, exactly. Because, respectfully, the place that we went is, like, a very ducked-off hookah lounge in fucking Katy.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like you was at Crew Baby.
Yeah.
He didn't take you to, like, the general public.
Yeah.
He was like, where the ducked-off motherfuckers go.
Yeah.
So... yeah. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I feel like knowing your place is very important.
That's very important.
Knowing
you're
your
right.
Place
knowing your place
is very
in total
important.
Pole, because then you will save yourself the embarrassment.
Is. Know your place. Well, you know what? The girls are back at it again with their messy-ass episode and Sip and Spill, where we create conversations. Oh, wow.
Sip and wine.
I go by the name of motherfucking Sammy.
And I'm ambitious Amiance Ture. Oh. So, I know, guys, side note, you know that we both went to the concert, but the movie was just as good as the concert, but just, like, a little bit more, like, a little bit more je ne sais quoi. Because it gave you, like, the behind-the-scenes.
I love that Beyonce knows her fans, because she knows what to give us, and she also gave an opportunity for people who probably couldn't afford to go to the concert to still somehow experience the concert.
That's a fact.
Beyonce is that girl. You can't tell me nothing about her.
And that movie literally shows you how involved she is in every step of everything that she does. And I'm just like, that is a person that mastered their craft and does it very fucking well. Because that's all this one meme. It says, Beyonce made y'all pay to go see her to give y'all a movie of y'all seeing her. So it was such a funny thing. I was like, oh, that's true.
But we love it, though. We want that out of her. Because we don't get interviews from her, so this is the closest thing we get to getting close to Beyonce.
And it was so good. Yeah. It was so good. Oh, I love you, girl.
I want to go see it.
I love you, Beyonce!
We all love Beyonce. So let's get into our ick of the motherfucking week. My ick of the week, I feel like I've said this before, is I really, really hate a pick-me-ass bitch. And there was a post earlier, and this girl posted, I don't need no extravagant dates. I'm cool with Netflix and chilling and stay-at-home dates and car ride dates. And I'm just like, I need y'all to know the difference between dates and spending quality time. All those things are acceptable with someone that you are in a relationship with. But that's spending quality time. That's not a date. A date is something that is specifically planned, an outing to do something special with the person. It doesn't have to be super special. Just anything planned, an outing, whatever. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to be super expensive. It's just something that you plan to do within the person outside of the fucking home. That is a date. I need you to pick me ass bitches to stop posting shit like that, because that makes, even if you feel that way, bitch, don't post that shit. Just be quiet about the fact that you don't expect anything better from yourself. And it's like, you posting that makes other girls, when we expect shit, they're like, well, I can go with so-and-so because she's okay with Netflix and chilling. And that's a problem for me, because now you're affecting my dating life. And I don't need that kind of nonsense in my motherfucking life. I don't need a man to come up to me and tell me anything about going to a house or going to hang out or going to a drive-thru or going to a walk as a motherfucking date. You bitches are crazy to accept some shit like that as a motherfucking date, sis. You have anything to add to that?
I feel like I do have something to add to a date. Like, because this guy was asking me on a date, and he's asked me like 2 weeks prior to me going to Aruba. And I was just like, plan something out. This is when I come back, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So it comes to the day where, like, this is the day before the date. He's like, I'm just confirming we're having a date today. I'm like, yes. He said, what time are you free? I'm going to be free after this time. Went to go get my nails done and everything. So he was like, where do you live? I said, I live in Katy. And then he's like, okay, well, I live in Humble. He said, let's meet in Midtown. I said, meet? I said, are we winging this? Like, is this a date? He's like, let's go to Gloria's. I said, Gloria's? Gloria's? I said, no, thank you. And then he texted me back and he said immediately, he was like, Grace's? I said, no, thank you. And I said, you're giving me very much winging it vibes instead of actually intentionally planning it. When you asked me out 2 weeks ago,
prior,
you had 2 weeks to do research. And I was like, I said, you're not giving anything. And I said, anyone that knows me knows I don't even like dinner dates anyways. So I was like, he hasn't even did enough recon or searching on my pages or anything, like any research. And he's like, well,
or asked you any questions.
That's what I'm saying. And I literally was telling my friend, I said, I'm A-okay with a man that take me on a date until he knows who I am to plan a date accordingly to me.
They don't want
to
do that,
They
girl.
Don't. They just want to, like,
they want to get into your pants immediately.
I'm like, and it's insane to me because I'm just like, do I look like I go to Gloria's?
Girl.
Do I look like I go to Gloria's? He said Midtown, and then he said Gloria's. I said, when my friend told me a nigga took him on a date to Gloria's, I said, baby, never again. Never let a man take you to Gloria's. I just feel like I know that we keep saying this whole cheesecake, X, Y, and Z. I'm not trying to, like, whatever y'all receive, like she said, don't push that narrative on me.
Exactly.
Whatever just y'all receive, because
what y'all receive.
I'm going on the first date to Jamaica. I'm manifesting it, because you know why? I'm worth it, bitch. First date in Jamaica. What's up, baby?
It not even have to be so extravagant or expensive. It just has to be catered to that person.
Cater to the person
and
makes
you
the most
don't
sense.
Even y'all don't even do the research to cater to the person, because what y'all do is y'all date so many bitches. Mm-hmm. And y'all want to give all these bitches mid-dates. And instead of giving...
Because you can take like 8 bitches to Gloria's in 1 week and you'll be fine.
And you'll be fine.
Because that's happy hour place.
It's exactly. Y'all all about quality and not quantity. And at this point in my dating life, I'm about quality. And I don't need it. Like, this other guy asked me on a date. And I was like, I don't know if you're my type to let me take me on a date. He was like, damn, are you rejecting a date off the bat like that? I was like, not just that. I don't even care to waste my time to go on a date with a man that I know doesn't even align with what I want. Mm. You know?
And I also feel like I was telling my friend, I said, if I'm not even excited to go on a date with you, that is my clear red flag to not go.
Because
the whole time he kept throwing out things to me, I just kept saying, no, thank you. No, thank you. He's like, are you free to talk? And I'm just like,
it's just him throwing out stuff. No effort. No, nothing at all. And we get it, because to them, we're just another body. So it's like they don't even care to put the effort. And that's why we don't care to date y'all.
That's a fact.
Because y'all don't care to put the effort.
So my ick of the week is when people double and triple text me when I don't text them back the first time. So there's this one guy I met over the weekend.
This is the same for both men and women, or is it just...
I'm talking about a man, specifically. But
if a girl would have triple text you, would it be still...
Well, my friends don't double triple text me because they'll know just to call me. I'm okay. Texting is not my form of communication ever.
I feel like I triple text you sometimes.
And people. I don't respond because what I do, I call you.
No, you respond.
When? If I'm sleeping or something?
I don't know. Sometimes I guess because when I'm telling you information, it's like more like not a triple text. It's just me telling you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about men. I'm talking about men. So yeah, no, I'm talking about men specifically. So yeah. I met someone over the weekend who was interested in me and he was cool. Like, nice vibes. But he started doing the most immediately. And when I say doing the most immediately, he's double texting me. He's triple texting me. And I haven't responded to him once. Mm-hmm. And mind you, he got my number like 2-3 days ago. So then he's all like, text me today. And he's all like, oh, are you done texting me? You're not interested? I said, honestly, it's extremely overstimulating for you to... Say what?
Was he African?
Yes, he's African.
That sounds like such an African thing to do.
Because the thing is, for me, it's like, it's so high sensory. Like, chill out. Sometimes you can leave some space in between. Give me some room to miss you. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that when I get time to wander and think, oh, what that nigga doing today? I'm more... Like, you're texting me good morning, good afternoon, X, Y, and Z, and I haven't texted you back any of those things. And I had to text you back to tell you, you're texting me way too much.
Yeah.
And he was like... He's like, I'm sorry, ma'am. Have a great evening. And I just looked at it because I'm like, and I'm the kind of person that has my read receipts on because I'm going to see where you have me fucked up. Like, you had me fucked up after you kept texting me yesterday. Like, he kept texting me. I literally, if I showed you the embarrassment he was going through. That's what I'm saying. Niggas, bitches, just like we keep saying, know where y'all at in someone's life. And even if you're interested in someone, because dating has become such a game, you have to learn how to play it. And showing that much interest too early is kind of like a turnoff because it's just like, sir, you don't even know anything about me.
I feel like showing that much interest too early is a turnoff when you're not interested in him. When you're interested in him, showing a lot of interest early is like,
I feel like yes and no, because I feel that there's a way, that's what I'm saying, there's a way you can do that and I won't feel like I'm being bothered. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for you, if I just met you and you're calling, texting me every day, X, Y, and Z, without me even responding. Now, if I'm responding back to you.
That's one thing.
That's one thing. But if you're not getting anything from me, then you're like, am I just texting? Yes, you're texting me too much.
Yes, you are.
And then they'll tell you you're texting me too much. You followed it up with 3 more text messages. And then it was like, you know what? Okay. Good night, ma'am. I just wanted you to know I'm interested. I'm like, trust me.
I get it.
I knew you were interested the night I met you because we went somewhere and you bought a bottle when there was literally 4 people there. Mm-hmm. So I know you're interested. You just gotta ease up off me. You feel me? Like, but that's it. That's my.
I feel like just don't do too much when she's not receptive. If she's being receptive, do all
the bells and whistles.
Yeah, but when she's not being, let the bitch go because y'all be scaring the hoes and y'all don't even know y'all be scaring the hoes. All right, so let's get some motherfucking wine fact. All right, so I got this on the way to to work today, but I guess this is work on the way to the podcast today. It is not gas station wine, but it is Walgreens wine.
You know what's even crazier? You always try to shit on gas station wine because you always be like, it's not gas station wine.
I just said, is that even much better?
It's not.
Girl, exactly. So this is a Malbec. It's from Argentina. It's called Alamos. Sounds like the Alamo, kind of. Okay, so I'm not tripping. Okay. It says it is born in the vineyards of Mendoza, Argentina, at the foothills of the Andes Mountains. What else about it? It is hints of dark cherry, blackberry with a long and lingering finish. This balance of fulfilled flavored wine is excellent with grilled meats and vegetables. It has how much alcohol content? I don't see it. Oh, 13.5, y'all. Okay.
That's not a lot. That's not a lot at all.
Not bad. I mean, we usually, the most we usually get is 14.
No, we've once had 15.2.
Okay. Usually we stay around the 13s and the 14s. Even hit some 12 sometimes when we're doing white wine.
White wines usually tend to have less alcohol in it than red wine.
Always.
But I don't know why. I still feel like I'm equally just as fucked up when I have white wine. Cheers to another messy-ass episode of Some Spill. Ew.
It is very dark, y'all, for y'all listeners. It smells like wine. This is when I think of wine, and this is what it smells like.
I don't smell anything.
Oh, I smell. I smell everything. I know everything.
Bitch, swear she a connoisseur.
I am everything.
It's not bad, though. It's absolutely not bad. It's definitely interesting aftertaste, though.
Alamos cost me $10. So, you know what? If you're looking to get a little lit for the cheap, get you some Alamos.
Okay.
$10.
So let's get into some wine. Well, let's get into some motherfucking tea time.
Tea time. So let's get into our new pick me. And you know what? Jasmine Brown kind of started off as a non-pick me when she first came off on comedy.
Yeah, she definitely did.
She was
did.
Very like strong, independent, you know, whatever. And to see her transformation over the years, it's very interesting.
That's what money does to niggas. Money changes people. And changes their whole fucking personality, bitch.
So money makes a bitch into a pick-me-ass hoe?
I think so.
Okay, so if you're not familiar, Jasmine Brown is a comedian. She is dating Cam Newton. She is his
third baby mama.
And I think Cam Newton has six children. Mm-hmm. So this child will be the seventh child or the sixth child.
Sixth.
This will be the sixth child. And Cam Newton has his own little podcast thing, too. So he's doing his little thing. And she was making a little joke of her situation. She was saying, well, if you had a nigga who had millions of dollars pressing on you, you'd be the third baby mama, too. I'm like, girl, so you just like perpetuating the stereotype that a woman's willing to accept bullshit because a nigga has some money. And I don't think I am okay with being the third baby mama to a nigga, to his sixth kid, just because a man has some money. Actually, the fact that he has some money, he has as many kids, makes me want to run away, because that tells me he will never wife you. You're going to be the third baby mama, and trust me, there's going to be a fourth. Mm. You're not going to be his last girlfriend, girl.
Look at Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon did not even make any of those girls his girlfriend. At least she's a girlfriend for a little bit. And he appears to be monogamous. Who knows if he actually is, but from the outside looking in, I don't see any cheating happening. And to me, I feel like it's very important to notice people's patterns. If you're the third one and he didn't marry his other two baby mamas, I think it's safe to say you're not going to get married either. But you know what? Maybe marriage is not the goal for her. I don't know what her issue is. But I remember this podcast when she was saying how she guesses what he needs. She can read his mind and just figure out that that's what it means to be a wife. And I'm like, that's how you dumb bitches be.
Y'all. You know what? I once was a dumb bitch. So you know what? I can resonate.
From one dumb bitch to another.
From one dumb bitch from another, because I've done it before. I was gonna be a nigga's third baby mama for less. So you know what? It's crazy.
Oh, okay. At least she's a millionaire third baby mama.
Exactly. So you know, I was gonna do some dumb shit for less, but now that I'm glad that I didn't do it, I can also just say that sometimes we're more involved in a situation than we need to be. And I understand what she's saying. Well, you have to notice patterns. If none of them have become wives, and I don't even want that narrative to believe that people don't want to be wives anymore. Because I honestly think people want to be wives. You're doing all these things to be someone's wife.
Yeah.
But you're settling for being a baby mama because that's the next closest thing to being attached to him for an extensive amount of time.
Yeah.
So I don't like to get into people's business, but when it comes to talk about single motherhood, that's one thing I'm very passionate about.
Girl, you quick to talk about single mother.
I'm really quick to talk about a single mother, because at the end of the day, we keep saying we hold women accountable higher than we hold men. And to that regard, there was this one podcast I saw, and this girl just kept saying, she was like, y'all keep doing this too. She's like, y'all keep having this narrative. And then everybody's under the comments talking about, yeah, because I like to judge. She's like, I like to pay them. I like to mind the business that pays me. But it affects our entire fucking community, so why can't we not pay it attention? Mm-hmm. These single parent households are affecting people tremendously. And even if your mother did well, she couldn't have done that good. I'm sorry, because it keeps happening. I'm sorry. Like, my mother was a mother who was married, was a single mother. So that's why when I see my sisters have children and they're not married, but they're still with their partners, I'm like, that's interesting, but do you plan on marrying them? Like, do you want to be married? Like why we keep saying, why do y'all think having kids are okay, but not being married is okay?
Girl.
Y'all draw the line of being married. But I'm saying, even for women now, sometimes we're saying, we're drawing the line at that. I just want a baby out of him.
Yeah. I don't understand that. I just feel like the reason why women accept less is because they've been given less. Yeah, they've been given less, so they accept the less that they're given. And it's like, I posted this thing, it was from Jackie Anna, and she was saying, like, your standards are not impossible to reach. Your standards are not unachievable. So you don't have to lower your standards to just to be, to me, I would want to say, I don't think any woman's goal to be is a baby mama.
I don't think it's a goal either.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to lower your standards just to be a baby mama. Like, you can achieve more than that. And I want us to achieve more than that. And I want whatever is for you is for you. But let's go back to this bitch. And she was just saying how it's okay for her to be a third baby mama because she's rich. I don't believe in that narrative. I don't think it's okay to be someone's third, fourth, fifth baby mama just because a man has money. Because a man has the ability to take care of children doesn't mean he has the ability to be a father. That's just my opinion. We see a lot of millionaires who are deadbeats. I feel like it's just important to be present in a child's life than to contribute financially. And if you're just okay with him being there financially and not being an actual father, I don't know. I don't really subscribe to that. But anyways, let's get into other news. So BB9 just star Chloe was saying how natural hair is cool. It's okay to wear your natural hair to church. It's okay to wear your natural hair to outings. It's okay to not wear your natural hair at home. But when it comes to her event, you must come with your weave. You must come with your head done. And she would say natural hair is not, if I'm wearing this beautiful dress and I'm looking amazing, then why would I ruin it and wear my natural hair? And all I got out of that is that you don't think natural hair is elegant. You think natural hair isn't sophisticated. You think natural hair is just, you know, for her to say you can wear it to church at home, like, it's okay, but to wear it kind of, like, doesn't complement a nice dress. Me, personally, I feel like natural hair is beautiful. I've seen people wear natural hairs on their wedding days, and I think it's absolutely amazing. Like, if your natural hair is elegant, no matter what event that you're going to, I just really hate that Black people are still feeling the effects of white supremacy. Because who taught you to believe natural hair wasn't elegant? Who taught you to believe that? And it's like they've made such a big imprint that y'all are spewing the same nonsense that they were trying to speak to us. And it's like you're brainwashed to believe your natural hair isn't something that you should be proud of rocking. And this is coming from a girl who wears braids and stuff too, but I just hate that narrative that, you know, natural hair isn't elegant.
Yeah, it's definitely far deeply rooted as in conditioning, because I think she was Nigerian, right?
She's a Nigerian that's in like Britain, whatever she is.
But you know, I think not Nigerian Brits kind of think they're Black, they're white. Like,
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just speaking for that. But I think it's something you have to unlearn within yourself. Like, yeah. There's not, I don't think, enough that you can tell someone how much their Black is beautiful, because it's so, like, every time people would have, like, a birthday, what do they want to do? Straighten their hair. Mm-hmm. Or if they're going somewhere. We do associate, like, special events with hair like this.
Yeah.
Like, for me, for example, because I'm part of the narrative right now. I'm like, I want something different. But mind y'all watch this whole fucking podcast. I wear a lot of natural styles. I wear a lot of braids,
When it came for your birthday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When it came for my birthday. But in the same breath, I said I just wanted something different. Yeah. I have not got my hair like this in years. So for me, I was just like, I'm turning 30. I want to go somewhere. I want to do something different. I want to look different. And honestly, the way we keep saying that how you get treated when you have your hair different is literally so night true. And day. Because I've been approached by so many people that are not even my type because of how my hair is. Mm. Like, I'm attracting people that I didn't even think I would ever attract because of how my hair looks. And my friend, she usually has very straight hair, but now she has, like, curly, like, loose wave, kind of natural-looking hair. And the white men are flocking to her like bees. They're like, oh, my God, oh.
Yeah. Exotic.
Like, they exactly. Wow. Like, men.
Wowzers.
The thing is, also, respectfully, in the same sense, people like natural hair to a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
You have to have a certain curl texture.
Yes.
You have to have your edges down.
Yes.
You have to have it, because even if it's a protective style, it has to be well kept, because God forbid you don't do your edges.
God forbid.
Because even you, when we were on vacation, it was hot as shit. No matter where we went, Tammy's like, I gotta do my edges.
Period.
And I said, girl, I said, my hair is falling. She said, it makes me feel good. I don't care. I said, you know what? You're right. Because I keep imaginarily wanding my hair every night. Like, it's gonna stay. And it never did. It never. Oh my God. That shit is a pit. I'm still thinking about that. That shit never did.
But you know what? It made you feel good.
It made me feel good.
That's
but,
all that matters.
But that hair lasted all of 30 seconds. We go outside.
It was done. Aruba was hot, y'all.
Aruba was humid.
Yes. Did we talk about Aruba on here?
We didn't talk about Aruba.
Oh, my God.
And Aruba was a time, y'all. Aruba
we had a good time on Aruba.
We can decide not talking about Aruba, you know, because Aruba was a fucking time. Mm-hmm. So talk about your time in Aruba.
I had a great time in Aruba. I got really drunk the last two nights. I got so
you did.
Fucked up. It was really that champagne brunch boat ride.
I'm telling that, you, that was the only God that I missed that. That's the only God.
Girl, that boat ride got me so fucking... I was by myself just drinking. Barely ate that day. I got so fucked up. I didn't even go out after that. I was like, I'm done. Like, but the excursion was cool. It was interesting to find that Aruba is really a desert.
Yeah. Because we're thinking it's like a fucking island.
Yeah, it is an island.
Well, it is an island, but it's a desert.
That's awesome.
For me, I think I had a lot of fun in Aruba because y'all, mark it here. This is the date. That's the first time I ever got international dick, but it wasn't an international person. It was like someone from the... Like, honestly, imagine getting international dick, but they live in the States. It don't hit the same, right? Does it not hit the same?
I've never had international dick.
That lives in the States. So I'm just doing it wrong. Because how do I get dick out of the country, but it's definitely in-country dick? That I'm like, I can literally call this nigga today. And it's like, okay, hi. Yeah,
but you know, like the mystery. International dick is fun.
Yeah, the international dick is fun until I get actual international dick. Okay. Like, but I mean, what if I... Because I don't even think I have been in a relationship where we were a traveling ass couple. So I feel like I would consider, if I was in a traveling ass couple where we're always going to places, I would consider my nigga's dick international because you fucking me with different passport. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
That's
me,
not.
Personally. But let's get into more pressing matters, y'all.
Okay.
Bitches around the world have been applauding her for her standing on business.
Standing on business.
Krishan motherfucking Rock. Mm-hmm. So Blueface likes to play with the internet like he does every fucking day. And he went on and he said that the child wasn't his because he snuck a swab of the DNA and the child wasn't his. And Krishan just still kept living her life. And she posted that she saw gay porn. Like, they've been going back and forth. That ain't got shit to do with us. But we're going to talk about what she's been
going back
but what she's been doing about it. She, you know, she was tatted all over her neck. I with Blueface this, Blueface that. She got one. She's getting one covered up. Or is it getting removed?
Covered up. Got it covered up.
And I love that for her. I feel like it's a first step into healing and removing things that no longer serve you. And
she got a black rose.
And for a long time, we just thought she would have been delusional and kept, like, all that on her as a, like, I don't know, maybe a remembrance.
Well, she got
a
new nigga.
I know, but you know, sometimes when you start somewhere, you want those like scars to remind you of like.
Her new nigga made her take it off.
I love that. You better.
Yeah, because she got his name tatted.
She got her new nigga's name tatted?
Girl, yeah.
I want to be that fucking dumb once.
Girl, we applauded her to get Blueface off, and then she got her new nigga on.
But the thing is, you don't ever see yourself getting somebody name tatted?
No.
I can't wait. I cannot wait until I'm so delusional to the point where I'm like, that's my man. That's my man. Kiki Palmer did it. Why can't I do it?
Look where Kiki Palmer ended up.
Well, my nigga's not going to be a regular nigga. So I'm not going to have a regular nigga.
He not regular compared to some niggas.
He's regular.
Compared to Kiki Palmer.
Okay, and I'm going to be that. And the nigga that I meet, I'm going to be the Kiki Palmer. So I got to meet someone up.
All I know is that this bitch got a rose on her neck, and I'm kind of proud of her, you know. Who knows how long she's going to stand on business because, you know, Krishan go back and forth with Blueface. You think we get a little bit proud of her, and she do some more dumb shit. I'm like, okay, she get a little more proud of her.
Her and Jaden hanging out was actually progress because they've never. So, I think they're both kind of tired of this shit. And they're both two crazy-ass bitches.
I don't understand how y'all tolerate this shit. Like, the amount of stuff he told the world he can get some new horses. He considered y'all as a farm animal. Like, the man doesn't even consider y'all human. Y'all are barn animal to him.
That's insane.
So I feel like this man has pimp mentality without actually being a pimp. So, you know, I don't understand. But that, like we said all the time, you only accept the love you think you deserve. And for some reason, y'all think y'all don't deserve a nigga that treats y'all like this, that does more. But
this my dick. This my dick.
That's what he wrote, girl. He wrote that song for her. He wanted her to say that to the world. Girl, I hope you throw away that engagement ring, bitch. Sell it, bitch. I don't give what the fuck you do. Leave that nigga alone. But that takes us to our topic of conversation, because we see Krishan standing on motherfucking business. So we gonna try to stand on motherfucking business on this episode. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what the fuck is standing on business? It is practice what you preach. It is I said what I said. It is say what you mean and mean what you motherfucking say. And that is standing on business.
Okay.
Yes.
So how did standing on business get popular?
Apparently, it's by Drewski. Drewski made a little skit talking about standing on business, but doing the opposite. And he always stays the standing on business line. And like you said, other rappers have said the standing on business thing. But for some reason, when Drewski did it, it just blew up.
And when Drake said it.
And when Drake said it in a song, it just blew up. I feel like Drewski had one crowd, one side of people doing it, and then Drake just made it, like, mainstream. Because mm-hmm. I didn't know. I was going to say Drake.
Yeah, but I'm saying before you even said Drake, remember we were on the fly side, I said, I'm going to say Quavo, because Quavo would always be saying standing on business. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've always heard Quavo say that before Drake, and I listen to Drake more. So I feel like with Drake, it's like literally what is in the last few, this last album, right?
Yeah, he made it so popular. Everyone said, I'm standing on business. Even with the whole King thing when he was arguing with his daddy.
He's like,
I'm standing on business. Like, even like everyone be saying they're standing on business. So what? We standing on business all the rest of 2023.
So is standing on business only for relationships, or is it also for something universal?
I think it should be universal. You should stand on business in all aspects of life. But anytime people refer to it, it's always relationship-wise, because the world revolves around relationship, I guess. But
it does.
It does.
Everything in your life is relationship-based, even if it's platonic, like... work-wise, okay, romantic.
But, well, we're talking about romantic relationships, because every time I hear about it talked about, like, I'm sitting on business, it's romantic relationship-wise. I never seen someone quit a job and be like, I'm sitting on business. Like,
I sent you that video, though. You didn't watch it. It was on TikTok when she said she's standing on business. She said she quit her... She said she wanted to stand on business. She quit her job, and the girl told her, she said, oh, you're going to be back. Your business not going to work. And she said she was sitting from her car looking at the woman that said she was going to be back. And she was like, I wish I was able to stand on business and not come back to this job and beg for them. She said, it's only been a year. I'm back. So
she didn't stand on business.
She didn't stand on business with her job.
Okay, but she referred to it as a job thing. Okay, good for her.
Yeah, I sent it to you. So I wish you would have saw it. But yeah, I also agree with you. I think it should be universal. Like, I feel like we should also have this, like you said, I said what I said for everything, not just for when it comes to dealing with men or with women.
Question. But sometimes when you say what you said, don't you sometimes not mean what you say sometimes? Or do you only... Sometimes people speak out of turn. So it's like, you can't always stand on business on I say what I said. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, I did say that. But then now I don't agree with what I said. So now I'm not standing on...
I think it has to be situational. I can't even sit here and say that standing on business is like something that is easily done.
Yeah.
But knowing that you said something at a point, you felt that way. And if we are people that go off of feelings and not usually logic, that's why we're always trying to say, oh, someone got to hold you accountable. Sometimes that's why I'm saying, when it comes to standing on business, sometimes people have to hold you accountable for saying that what you said. Because remember, I'll be saying, oh, I'm not fucking with this person. Next thing you know, I'm with that person. You'll be like, I said, well, I feel different now. Like, you don't ever feel like people have to hold you accountable for standing on business?
I mean, people can try. But at the end of the day, bitch, you a grown ass woman.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna do what I wanna do regardless. Yeah. But that's why sometimes when you stand on business and the business is not standing on.
Yeah, and your girl can bring it up like, bitch, you ain't standing on business on that. But, bitch, if you don't wanna stand on business, you ain't gonna stand on no fucking business.
And that's a fact. But I feel like in the time and space we are, I want people to stand on what they say.
But if your girl were to remind you not spending on business, would you listen?
It depends. It literally depends. Like, the person, I'm a C real quick. I'm a C.
I feel like it's something.
Depending on who, what, when, where, and why.
In some situation, your girl can remind you not sitting on business. Like, you know what, bitch, fuck you. I'm about to.
You ever see that one meme I sent you? It said me laying with the business I was supposed to be standing on.
Right. Exactly. You know what, bitch? I'm just not going to stand on business right now. But next time. Oh.
So when is the last time that you stood on business?
Girl, when was the last time I stood on business? The last time I stood on business was not going back to my ex. That was the last time I stood on
Which
business.
Which one?
The white one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You did stand on business on that one.
I did stand on business on that.
Do you think it's because he was a white man?
I did tell you he was white.
I know, but do you think that's why you stood on business? Because he was white?
Man? know. I think I stood on business because he wanted children, and I did not. And I made it very clear from the beginning I didn't want kids. And he actually stopped talking, broke up because of that situation. And he came back, and he was just like, well, you know, I'm okay with us not having... No, there's no way. In a couple of weeks, you're just magically okay with us not having kids. I feel like you want me to get me pregnant. I feel like it was just like a, oh, yeah, I'm going to pretend I'm okay with it. And, you know, get back in her life. And oops.
Oopsie.
You know what? What are you about to do? I'm still going to go to the clinic.
Every time. Every time. My mom
Your mom what?
My mom said she had a dream about me being pregnant. I said...
That's not true.
Wrong bitch. Right. I would say right idea, wrong bitch.
That's not true. But yeah, so I'm very proud I stood on business on that because guess what? He is about to be a father with someone else. So he diminished wanting a baby. Sometimes when a man's taxi light is
what
on...
What do you mean he's supposed to be a baby? He already got somebody else pregnant?
Girl, yeah.
He wasted no time.
And sometimes when... Sometimes that's what all the times you say. It's not because you're the one. It's because they're ready.
Yeah.
And they're ready to do it with any woman that's available.
Is she black?
Yeah, girl. She is. So, you know what? I'm glad I stood on business because he would have got me pregnant. He would have got me pregnant.
Not just once. He would have did it again. Girl, and again.
He would have definitely got me pregnant. But his rules were so crazy. Like, some people just willing to accept some situations because he was okay with being a father as long as he wasn't going to be present. He was okay with being financially responsible, but he did not want to be active in raising a child. And that was just a no for me. So I guess she's okay with just having a baby daddy who's willing to give her money and she does all the work.
And I hate that for them.
You know what?
So for me, the last time I stood on business actually is most recently. I had to stand on business when it came to a friend. And this was a friend that I loved, I enjoyed, and we had great times together. But she did not know how to regulate her emotions when it came to alcohol. And we got into it one day, and she told me she was done being my friend. And I was like, okay, cool. That's it. But I'm hearing from like this person, that person, another person. Like, oh, she misses you. She wants to be your friend. And I'm just like, I respect she might feel that way when she's sober, but I feel like she has not had enough self-reflection for me to even trust being her friend again. And the thing is, I really was saying the same thing that we always say. I wish that women have the same grace for their friends that they have for niggas, because she let this nigga play in her face continuously. Mm-hmm. But the moments I try to tell her about herself, she was like, no, Ami, you taking it the wrong way. And no, Ami, And I'm just like, why are you not standing on business with this man? Because I don't even want to air your business on my podcast, but the shit that man did is more than enough for you to stab him. But me telling you about how you treat me when you're drunk is drawing the line.
Yeah.
And I'm projecting on you, and I need to find peace. So I think the best thing that we both can do is find peace without each other, and I've been standing on that. Because I'm like, when I see her, I'm cordial, and that's it. Because the thing is, when I lose friends... it does hurt my feelings a lot. But I can stand on business when it comes to friends because it's like, I feel like I exert a lot of energy in my friendships as I do with my sexual relationships. But with men, the only reason that clouds me is when we having sex. I'm not fucking my friends.
Yeah, so
I can see, I can see things for what they are.
Yeah.
But with niggas, I'm like, I'm not even going to say I'm above, like, oh, I don't stay in business with this nigga. But I'm not going to treat my friend harsher than I treat my niggas. I've never been the bitch to say, oh, she didn't come to my birthday dinner, so I'm not going to talk to her forever. If you didn't come to my birthday dinner, I'm going to talk to you a month later and see where the fuck you at, bitch. But honestly, I'm talking to that nigga because he's the one that bought the birthday dinner. Like, see what I'm saying? It's like the worst of two evils. So it's like, yeah, I'm not staying on business with this nigga, but I'm not going to exile you for real, for real. But when I need to, I absolutely do if it's for my mental health. And it doesn't serve me to be that woman's friend right now, and it doesn't serve her to be around me because I'm going to keep saying the same shit. Like, I'm not going to stop telling you about yourself because you got pissed at me when you're drunk.
Right.
So
let's talk about how staying on business can be lonely, ladies, and, well, guys, too. But, yeah, standing on business can be kind of lonely because sometimes you want to call on that, you know, when that liquor gets you in that mood and you want to hit this nigga up, but you can't because you're supposed to be standing on business. But, yeah, it can definitely be sad because I feel like, what's the word? Dick that you know is so convenient dick is so nice to have.
Bitch, I don't even know the phrase. You already trying to look at me like I knew the phrase.
No, I'm having, I mean, having convenient dick is like, yeah, it's nice to have. So it's like, okay, you're familiar.
Yeah.
So it's easy to go back to you, but you got to stand on business. But you're like, damn it, you don't want to try. Girls hate getting new dick.
No, no, we don't. I don't mind getting new dick.
Okay, I hate getting new dick. I hate the process of finding new dick. So it's like, I'd rather go to where it's comfortable, except when it came to, oh boy, Greg. I'm saying your name out loud now because I don't give a fuck no more. You got a bitch pregnant, so.
Okay, because I was trying to make, I was going to make that a clip, but the fact that you said somebody's name, I can't even make that a clip no more. That's insane.
Make it a clip. I don't care.
Okay, you said no business. Okay,
that's, I'm on business.
Okay, so I'm like her. I like new dick. New dick me, please, because new dick does not come with the old problems. The only reason why I would dick the old dick is because I like raw sex. And to have raw sex, I have to have the dick of the old one, but I don't want the problems that come with that raw dick. So for me, yes, new dick me, please, all the time.
New every, dick me, please.
You better, I will wear a condom every time not to put up with the shit I have to put up with. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I keep saying put up with shit like I put up with a lot when I kind of really didn't. I just saw it for what it was and just rested in it. And I was like, you know what?
New dick me, please.
New dick me, please. That's going to be the fucking phrase. This is going to be the fucking clip and new dick me, please.
That's going to be on a shirt. New dick me, please.
New dick me, please.
I should give you a hat. New dick me, please.
New dick. Because I will take new dick over old dick every time.
Really? I prefer old dick over new dick.
Because I know with old dick, I'm going to get real irresponsible. And yeah. I'm going to get very comfortable.
Yeah.
Like with new dick, you have your best presentation of who you are because you have no baggage with them.
But the thing is, you can't call new dick all the time.
Not you.
I can't call new dick all the time.
I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call my new dick every time.
Did it come every time?
I mean, well, I feel like we're talking about situational, and right now my
because new dick feel like they got options. Oh, okay, I got this. I got this.
And that's okay. You can feel like you have options, but when I call upon you, you should be. When I summon you, you should be here. And if not, I will block you.
Girl.
And I'm okay with that.
And then new dick, every time you got to figure out if it's going, they got to relearn everything.
And I'm okay with that. I will start over every, I'm telling y'all, I will start over every fucking time. It's an adventure. I live for spontaneity.
Old dick me, please.
So can we talk about how, even though it might be boring, standing on business is hard.
As fuck.
So even with me talking all this shit about new dick me, please, me and my boyfriend have been broken up probably like 4 months, and we fucked 4 or 5 times since we've been broken up. And the fact of the matter is, there's only one circumstance stopping me from fucking.
We've all done that. We've all fucked. But I'm saying,
this is, yeah, but there's only really one. We all know the situation why I'm not gonna fuck him now. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, you know what? I feel like I'm in the essence of standing on business when it comes to that nigga right now. Because I'm like, I can't afford, literally cannot afford to deal with the energies that will be exchanged within that. But standing on business is only hard because we make it harder on ourselves. I think it's...
Girl, it's so hard.
We make it hard on ourselves because we're like living in... We keep saying we don't go off of potential, but we living off the fact that this nigga was good to us for X amount of time, X, Y, I. I'm like, because at the end of the day, my ex-boyfriend was a good nigga, but I don't know if he's my nigga. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I can always stand by that because it's like, yeah, every relationship goes through shit, but I'm like, overall, not a bad nigga. Like, a nigga I will date again. A nigga I'll fuck again. But because of circumstances, I probably wouldn't.
Period.
You ain't got anything to add to stand on business being hard?
No, I agree.
Oh, okay, yeah. Perfect. So when it comes to setbacks, when you're standing on business, how do you deal with that?
Honestly, I just act like it didn't happen. You know what? I just be like, okay, well, I'm back to where I was before because I never slipped up in the first place. So, yeah.
That's so funny because my follow-up is, how many times can you slip up before you're like, damn, bitch, it's no more standing on business. I just got to stick with
it. I feel like every slip up is okay. You can slip up seven
times. I feel the same way because I will fuck my ex-boyfriend and I won't tell my friends until a week later. I'm like, oh, yeah, that shit did happen, but.
You know what? And as long as you go back to standing on business after that immediately, then it's okay.
You know what? That's on period. You know
okay,
what?
Okay, every setback is a comeback. What did Aaliyah say?
First you don't succeed. And it's just a bump and try again
over and over and over.
And I'm gonna say, me.
I don't blame no bitch for going back to some old dick. Because you know what? It just happens. It happens. It's the familiarity. I get it, girl. And then when you're done with the old dick, just act like
But when you're ready to stand on business, Because like we said, I don't know if we didn't say it on the podcast, but I'm saying me and my friend were talking about it on the phone. Niggas like you more when you stand on business.
Niggas love a bitch who got away.
Like, I don't understand why you like me more now that I'm standing on business than when I was with you.
Girl, niggas love a bitch who got to chase and conquer.
I hate that for them.
He love a bitch he got to chase a little bit. Because you know what? A nigga will be fucking his bitch right now and be thinking about the bitch who got away. That's the crazy thing. He thinking about you the whole time he fucking this bitch. Like, damn. I couldn't get that bitch back. Damn.
You're insane. Girl, stop.
You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
So what are some things that men do that will make you have to stand on business?
Girl, a thing that a nigga does is constantly disappears on you.
Inconsistency, yeah, yes. For sure.
If a nigga just goes ghost all the time, I'm like, I'm not even dealing with a nigga like that.
For me, I said a nigga that's cheating is something you gotta stand on business when a nigga cheats on you. If a nigga cheats on you and you don't stand on business, he gonna keep cheating on you.
Yeah.
Like,
cheating never happens only once. Like, cheating when happens. You take a man back from cheating on you, he's gonna cheat on you again. And the only thing is, sometimes he gets better at cheating on you. That's all that happens. He gets better at it. And when you catch a nigga twice cheating on you, that nigga wants you to catch him cheating on you. Because no nigga who actually likes you let you catch him twice. Cheating niggas that actually like you will hide the fact that he's cheating.
Next thing you just know, he's popped a little baby that a bitch just found you, happened to find you.
That's a cheating nigga that actually cares about your feelings. But if you constantly catching your nigga cheating on you, bitch,
he does not want to be with you.
You just there. I feel like if you tell me your mom comes first, that's over. Oh no, I cannot let a nigga that puts his mama first. You gotta put me first, Lucius.
Samantha, get off this couch.
I'm just saying, like, I can deal with a nigga who loves his mom, but if you feel like your mom comes before your wife, I can't date you.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying.
So another thing that I feel like a man would do that would make me want to stand on business, if he constantly is gaslighting you.
Yeah,
like you will literally see him doing something. He's like, no, that wasn't me. You got it wrong. I'm just like, you can't fuck up my reality, baby. So if you fuck it on my reality, and that also was my last one because I'm putting them together, disrespecting you. Because disrespecting you was just the same as gaslighting you.
I feel like girl.
Disrespecting you is in the same boat as gaslighting you. And especially the public disrespect is even worse than the private.
Yes.
But the public...
I hate a disrespect when all the bitches around know he's disrespecting you. That's crazy. When the bitches around know how much of a disrespectful nigga your nigga is. Mine is excessive late dates. I feel like if he's only asking to hang out with you late at night, mm-hmm. bitch, I feel like...
You gotta stand on business.
Stand on business, bitch.
You got to.
You gotta know something's not right with this nigga if all the time he wants to hang out with you after 10 p.m.
Let me add one on, because me and my friend were talking about this yesterday. We said if you're dating a man, if you've never been to his house, you gotta stand on business with him, because that means he got somebody in his fucking house. Because men love to invite you over the first night they meet you.
Yeah.
First night they meet you.
After, so, if we're 3-4 dates in...
And you never invite me over?
You gotta
stand on business with that nigga.
Yeah.
Ferociously. Yeah. So... if these women are looking at our fucking podcast and they're like, yeah, we see you. Yeah, we hear you. But how do we stand on business, Samantha? Ambitious. How do we stand on business? Mm-hmm. How we stand on business? I'm going to tell you. You need to walk the fucking way, leave that man alone. I don't know why y'all don't understand. There are more men in this motherfucking world. And most time y'all niggas be ugly.
I tell you, because women operate on a scarcity mindset. Until they have changed their mindset to an abundance mindset, they always will feel like they need that nigga. That it ain't shit.
But as women as us, I think because we're still young tenderonis, like we always fucking say, it is easier for you to be single. It's easier for you to be single than to be saying you have a boyfriend and him embarrassing you. Girl. Because me and Samantha know someone very firsthand. Very, very firsthand. That we're just so convinced that he just hates his partner. And we're like, I wish this man liked his partner as much as he likes bitches. Because bitches be liking him and he be liking them. But where the fuck is the partner that everyone know he got?
Everyone know he got.
It ain't even a secret. And he don't even try to make it a secret. This nigga don't even fucking make spend money. Don't even spend money. So how is this nigga roaming free in Houston like this? Houston, we have a problem.
Girl, openly cheating. Openly cheating for the world to see.
So what's another way they can
stand
on business?
And then I see your bitch, I'm just like, ooh, he be cheating on you, girl.
To see your bitch and knowing that she's not standing on business, because I feel like at this point she has to know.
She has to know. I feel like a way for you, but you just stand on business. It's a find a new nigga. Immediately find a new nigga.
Every time.
If it's so hard for you to get over your old nigga, girl, go out. You find two niggas that day. Girl, go to some little bar. You're going to find four niggas that day. I promise you, you will.
So, go to the gas station. They going to make you feel good about it yourself.
Girl, that's the easiest way to stand on business is find someone else to stand on business on.
Another way that you can stand on business when it comes to these niggas is no communication. I was showing, did I send you that video? I probably didn't. But it was a podcast that said that men thrive off of feminine communication because that what gives them energy and what fuels them. So the moment you stop giving them your energy, that's when they start thinking about you. That's what, because like when you're excessively texting him, calling him X, Y, and Z, this man's like, I don't get a chance to miss him. Just like the same shit I was saying earlier. Men thrive off of knowing a woman is chasing them. Even though they know they don't want you.
Right. Mine is similar to what you're saying is block that nigga. That's the best way to send on business. If you can block him. But you know, sometimes we be blocking the nigga and unblocking him and talking to him later. But bitch, just try to block the nigga so he can't contact you. If you contact him, that's different. But don't let him contact you.
That's a fact. And another way to stand on business when it comes to these niggas is find a hobby. The moment you start doing stuff that fuels you and makes you feel good about yourself, you are no longer thinking about this nigga. But the moment that you allow yourself to be caught up in the fucking trauma, the trauma bonding, because that's really what relationships are nowadays are, trauma bonding. Yeah. You're not giving yourself the opportunity to grow from it. So grow, heal, get the fuck over it, and standing on business.
And a great way to stand on business is to fuck his friends. I promise you, the best way to get a nigga to never talk to you again is to fuck his friends. So if you actually want to stand on business with this nigga and be like, I cannot go back to him, fuck his friends, girl. Fuck his barber. Fuck someone close to him. And I promise you, that nigga will never take you back.
I hate you so much. It's like, I'm thinking we're on some like real healing shit. And then Sammy's like, fuck his friend. Fuck his daddy. His mama, actually. Like, if you want to never let this man get you back, fuck somebody he knows. And honestly, the thing is, when I fuck somebody that I've fucked around before, like, their friends or something, it's unintentionally. It was never, like, for real, for real.
Yeah, but once a man finds out that you fucked his friends, it's like, sometimes it's game over for you. To take you seriously.
Yeah.
You might still fuck with you, but to date you seriously, it's probably game over. So if you want to never date this nigga again, I suggest, especially after he cheats on you, bitch, fuck his friend.
Okay, so let's get into some more pressing matters. Well, we saw this TikTok video, and this woman was talking about how sometimes people think they're standing on business, but really it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's also very much true, because I feel like we're making a little jokey joke, and I keep saying about it. When it comes, like, for example, I always talk about my ex. I'm like, oh, yeah, I fucked him. But I'm like, when I'm not around that nigga, when I don't see that nigga...
You do not care about the man at all.
I do not give a fuck if that man is breathing. But the moment I see him, my chest hurt. I'm over here like, I'm going home with you. And I'm like... Like, that's the only nigga I've been like that about. Ever.
Oh, wow.
It's always like, it makes me so fucking mad. Because I'm just like, not Dexter's Laboratory got me fucking sick to my stomach. Mandark, my fucking nigga. Yeah. I've been looking at this nigga like, damn. Because let's be fucking for real.
Dexter Laboratory,
bro. Because everyone that fucking knows me.
Does he listen to this podcast?
I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying, anyone that's been in my circle knows when I first met him, he was not my type. He was not my type. And... he was the fuck of my type, and I fucking loved him and love him and fucked him. And the thing is, I'm going to say what I say.
I'm lit, because she going in. She going so hard right now. That's how I know you, little drunk bitch. Okay, keep going, sis.
But I'm saying, I said what I said, because this nigga's not my type. That nigga make my chest hurt when I see him, though. Ooh, and I'm just like, at this point, I really have to embrace. I'm in my ugly nigga era. You got to be a little bit ugly, and I'm going to like you. That's it. That's what it is.
Okay, are you my type of ugly, or are you a little bit, like, what kind of ugly are you? You know I love an ugly nigga. So
you
what?
Do like an ugly nigga, yeah. But I feel like my nigga got to be ugly-ish, but maybe a potential. Like, he might be ugly, but know how to dress. Ugly or got some money.
I feel like my ugly niggas be, like, ugly, but they got, like, money, so it's always okay.
Yeah, and the thing is, your niggas be ugly, and they be African, so it's different for me.
So is that, like, an extra layer of ugliness?
Yes. I say that because
being African is an extra layer of ugliness?
You're saying that like I'm not African. I'm saying it because I don't like African men. So it's one thing for you to be an African man, because that's already a strike against you. Damn. But you to be an ugly African man is another problem to me.
I just feel like you feel like African men are ugly.
I don't, because I've shown you the African men that I like, and you were like, they're okay.
The African men you like are American looking.
No, the African men that I like look like Neanderthals the first day out. Them niggas look like they have never. They've literally had only one day off the fucking boat. The African men that I like them niggas look like they.
One day off the boat is insane.
But it's a fact.
That bad.
He wasn't ugly, yeah, but he was ugly.
Girl, he was not ugly enough.
He was not ugly enough
on the African side.
He wasn't ugly enough.
Girl, he was not.
Well, honestly, because that man had like 2% body fat. That's probably why. Girl, I was like.
He was not ugly enough.
So let's get to some motherfucking questions.
I don't got no questions, so you go first.
You don't have no fucking questions.
Did not write down one question. So you go first. I'll make up some.
My question is, what ultimately is an end goal when you're trying to stand on business?
To let this nigga know that I don't give a fuck about him. That's the ultimate end goal. I think that's a good idea to leave me alone.
I think that once people act like they're standing on business, it's like trying to fake prove a point, in my opinion. That's what I see.
I'm not trying to fake prove a point. I'm trying to let this nigga know I'm over it.
Okay.
You know, when I stand on business, I stand on business. And then when I fake stand on business, you gonna know I'm facing on business.
Yeah.
But my question to you is, I don't have no questions, girl. I can't make
so my
sense.
Second question is, why do you think that we always tend to slip up when we're drunk?
Because it's alcohol, girl. I feel like alcohol turns you to, like, it gives you courage.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the craziest I've talked to people is because I was drinking.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to, old boy one day, I was like, why the fuck you keep playing with me? And I would never do that if I was...
I think I know who you're talking about when you're saying that.
And I... Huh? Yeah. And I would never do that if I was sober. So, yeah.
I have questions about that, though. Are you guys, like, a thing? Or are you guys, like, talking? We'll talk about it after. Okay. But then you follow us on this journey, standing on business, not standing on business, and why niggas got us fucked up, and why you gotta always put yourself first, bitches, because at the end of the day, we hold women more accountable than we hold niggas.
That's stupid, but we do.
But we do. I don't give a fuck. I'm a hypocrite. I'm part of the patriarchy. So
to be a woman dating a man, you have to be a part of the patriarchy.
That's a fact. So... Follow us on all social media platforms at The Real Sippin' Spill, except Twitter, which is Sippin' Spill 1. It gets 5-star ratings for some 5-star bitches.
I sip wine.